It is a mere 24 hours into the thought experiment we're calling hashtag TwitSwitch. Torture experiment, I don't know. Jason has my iPhone 7 Plus. I have his Pixel XL. So far, I cannot stop pressing the home button that is not there. Uh-huh. There is no home button.
See, and I don't like having a physical home button.
I'm sure I'll get used to it, and then you'll get used to it, too. I've arranged my icons willy-nilly all over the screen.
Like haphazardly, just
everywhere, because you can't do that over there on the iPhone.
Yeah, you're kind of locked in.
You put them wherever you want. They don't bounce, and it's amazing.
I've really done very little to curate anything. I've installed like a handful of apps, the apps that I absolutely need so far. I have yet to really sit down and like dive totally into customization. But Android offers a lot of levels of customization. So it'll be interesting to kind of compare the depth of that here.
And one thing I'm going to show you how to do, because one thing that causes me a lot of anxiety is those little red bubbles on your email and your Hangouts.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you how to get rid of those.
You've got 372 Google Voice messages.
Yeah, you don't need
You want to take a look at them right now? Do you?
We're going to turn those off for you because you don't need those. You don't need
They kind of stress me out a little bit. Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
You don't need that kind of stress. and I want to show you how iPhone gives you less stress.
So okay, good.
I also handed over my Series 2 Apple Watch to you.
What have I done? It is a rose gold Apple Watch.
Pink.
Pink. They call it rose gold, right?
Jason, it's called bros gold.
Bros gold? Okay. Gold. All right.
Thanks, Brian.
I can deal with that. Actually, it's a nice looking watch.
And in return, I got this beautiful Moto 360.
We're doing this.
Because I was getting like the chills from not being able to, I was wearing the Apple Watch, not paired to the phone. So it was recording all my activity, but it had nowhere to go. So I'm glad you have it now.
It was only a watch with the time on it at that point.
No, but I mean, it was worse than that. It was telling me how many calories that I burned, but that information had nowhere to go.
Oh, just so it was just locked on the device. It could not transfer over to your phone.
It meant nothing.
So good and bad things. What are some of the things that you like so far in 20? Now, mind you, we won't do this every single day. We're just, we're going to check in on it here early and we'll check in over time.
Well, I do like the fingerprint sensor on the back, which I know is just not an Android thing, but that's a Pixel thing. I like that. It's like, you can quickly unlock it. I do like that.
And there are other phones on Android that do that as well.
Okay.
Yep.
I like, as I said, the customization, being able to move things around. I like being able to use the voice activation to really just open up an app. I just said play tech news today and it did.
Oh, nice. In Assistant? Is that what you...
Yeah. 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 And I mean, I kept saying, giving the wake word to it over and over again. And that didn't always work. But but Siri doesn't either. But once I figured out that you can just press that.
You press and hold the home.
The home.
That key, bottom button.
What do you call that?
Yeah, that's the home button.
Home button.
Yeah.
But it's not a button. But neither is that really. So you press and hold it, and then you get Google. And then it's just like you're open up to a whole new world as opposed to Siri, that if I said play tech news today, I don't think she would know what to do.
Well, let's see. I'm very curious. Let's see. Play tech news today. Play tech news today.
Sorry, I couldn't find play tech news today.
You're right. Mm-hmm. Oh, in my music, because it's looking for music.
Okay. Yeah, so it, I like.
Yeah, Google has the knowledge graph, so like some of that stuff, it'll parse it out and be like, oh, I know what you meant, because Tech News Today, it appears, is a podcast, not a music, so we would look over here, and sometimes it can cross-reference that stuff.
So I didn't love that when I was in Starbucks, it opened up and said, you're in Starbucks, download this app. Like, that felt a little bit creepy. But I didn't love the chat heads, those things.
Oh, yeah, the Facebook Messenger chat heads. Yeah, that's, yes, exactly. Burke is moaning over there.
You showed me how to get rid of
them. People either really like that or not. You can disable it, thankfully. But there's a whole class of apps that allow you to do that. And it's like, it's a feature in some of the later versions of Android that allow apps to draw things over other apps. Thankfully, they give you controls and settings to say this app can do that, that app cannot. So you can kind of customize that.
So what the worst part of it so far is that I feel a little bit like a middle schooler, like I'm sitting by the phone and like calling my friends like, did you call me? Like, oh, because I wasn't sure my phone was working. So I'm wondering if you call me, because that's how I feel with iMessage. Because when you send text messages to a phone that had been using iMessage, they don't go through at first almost all the time, and you have to send them again.
Oh, really?
So a lot of, yeah, it says send, it says retry or send as text message. And a lot of people just do that because they see, but a lot of people I've noticed have not. Or a lot of people are just not contacting me anyway, and that's where you get back to the middle schooler, like, nobody's calling.
They would have contacted you, except the first message they got from you resulted in a green bubble. And they were like, oh, it's going to be like that.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they stopped.
Yeah. So that is the worst, just that transition from iMessage to regular message. That's the worst. And I definitely know that I haven't gotten some messages that are on, like, group messages.
That are hanging out.
They're just, you know, because, like, my husband and I are on the same group, and he gets it. I'm like, I didn't get that. So that's the worst after day one. What about you? What do you likes and dislikes?
I went on a little Twitter rampage this morning, so most of this is kind of pulled from that. But speaker, like, I actually use speaker on my phone a lot because the stereo in my car is broken right now. I don't know when it's ever going to get fixed. Speaker on this sucker is super loud, and it's got a nice kind of volume to it, nice sound. Not distorted. I like that. The haptics, kind of like the vibration that you get out of this, has really impressed me. Like, super, I don't know, like, it feels meaningful and solid. Like, that the haptics, if the phone's in your pocket and you get a message, there is no denying that you got a message. That sucker vibrates, and, you know, almost to the point to where I feel like I have to turn it off sometimes because it's distracting, right? And I've had a lot of Android devices where I have the haptic feedback on, and it's still, like, it just blends in with everyday life because it's weak or it's just not as punchy or whatever the case. Also, the fact that when an alarm goes off, like, the haptics are timed with the music. Mm. So it's like it follows the tempo. It's almost like it acts like a subwoofer, which is really weird, totally unexpected, and sounds lame and ridiculous. But when it's in your hand or, you know, or on a table, it's kind of a strange effect that I actually really like.
So you like all the feels.
I like the feels. Yes, I'm big on design, right? Like, obviously, iPhone has a really great kind of tight design to it. 3D touch, I expected that to be like a feature that was like, whatever. And I actually really like it. I like the kind of the feel of pushing into something and getting another context. And a lot of times that extra context is what I'm expecting to find, even though I've never done it with that app before. Mm. So that's nice. Smooth transition, scrolling, all that kind of stuff, which has long been an iPhone, iOS kind of trademark, is that everything feels fluid and all that kind of stuff. I will say that on the Pixel, they've really, Google, and they even said this, they've gone through a lot with the hardware and the software to kind of minimize any kind of jerkiness and stuff. And so I don't feel it hardly at all with the Pixel, but you get that fluidity here, and I really like that. On the bad side, well, not bad, but the things that I don't necessarily care for as much, Touch ID, the fingerprint unlock, that sort of stuff, feels slow to me. And I know you mentioned it on the Pixel yesterday. You were like, oh, this is really fast. Mm-hmm. And I feel that here. I feel like it's slower than I expect it to be when I want to unlock or whatever. The full, you know, to the side home screen layout of icons where there is no app drawer, that's something that's just taken me some time to get used to, I suppose. I'll probably get used to it over time, but I prefer having a little bit more control over that stuff. There's deep level app integration that I miss here. And LastPass is a prime example of that. With LastPass on Android, it's very easy to have this, and it's actually what we were talking about earlier, the fill over the top of other apps. That's what allows it to do it in the OS level, is when I'm logging into an app on the phone, it will recognize an ID and password thing and pop up a window that connects to LastPass that says, we notice you're logging into Twitter. Is this the Twitter account you want to use? You tap it. It fills it into the app. It's all very seamless. On iOS, unless I'm using the browser, the Safari browser, which apparently it's integrated into, if I'm doing this with apps, I have to manually go hop back and forth and copy and paste, and it's a whole process. Mm-hmm. So, and I think that's less just about LastPass and more just about kind of like deeper app integration, kind of the capabilities that developers have to really customize at a deeper level on Android as opposed to on iOS. Mm-hmm. So that's a few things.
One thing I think that you might like also, I know you're a big fan of two-factor. Yeah. If you use Authy or LastPass Authenticator, you do it on your watch, which is good because then you're just tapping and you don't have to type in any numbers or anything. So
that's nice.
I recommend that.
All right.
I think we've done good so far.
And yeah, so far so good.
People say we haven't, we're not going to last a whole month. And to those people, I say, you're wrong.
Because there's two of us. So even if one of us feels like we're going to go, we're going to get all week and be like, please give me my phone back. The other one be like, no.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna. Mm-hmm. My accounts are on there. I'm not wiping it. Mm-hmm. This watch is never leaving my wrist. Mm-hmm. Ever. No, it'll be fun. This is gonna be a cool month.
Yeah, and find us on Twitter. Use the hashtag TwitSwitch if you have tips or you want to laugh at us or give us encouragement.
Or you want to laugh at us.
Yeah. Or suggestions.
Or laugh at us.
Or laugh at us.